The Gemara in Daf Lamehem Aleph has a shaila if Yesh Me'ila b'Kainamis or not. In other words, if a person makes a Kainam, you're asked to something b'Kainam, does it become like Hekdesh, or does it Din Me'ila, or is there not a Din Me'ila? And the Gemara comes out that Yesh Me'ila b'Kainamis is how the Ran passes Allah, we hold the Gemara, the Yesh Me'ila b'Kainamis. And he also says that we hold that a Kainam Klali, Yesh L'Pidin. If it's a Kainam Klali, you can actually be Paidit, just like you're Paidit Hekdesh. But the Ran ends off with a Suffolk. He says, Mistapkali, that even if you hold the Yesh Me'ila b'Kainamis, what happens if your Me'il, does it become Mutar Ba'ana after the Me'ila, just like Hekdesh, once your Me'il, it's Yetzel Lechulin through the Me'ila over here, also when your Me'il, it's going to be Yetzel Lechulin through the Me'ila, or do we say that not, that a Kainam is different, and even though your Me'il, it's not going to be Yetzel Lechulin. So the Ran has it said that even if you hold the Yesh Me'ila b'Kainamis, and even if you hold there could be Paida Kainam, and in that sense it's like Hekdesh, but yet, maybe the Din would be, that if your Me'il, it's not Yetzel Lechulin, even though by Hekdesh it is Yetzel Echulin. And the question is, it's difficult to understand that side of the Ran, why would that be? Why would it be different than Hekdesh, that just like Hekdesh is Yetzel Echulin once you're Mile, by Kedushas Damim, L'chavir also it should be Yetzel Echulin once you're Mile, because it's like Kedushas Damim has Pidyon, so why would it be different than Hekdesh? What is the side of the Ran, that it's not Yetzel Echulin when you're Mile in a Kainam, if we hold Yeshmila B'Kainamas? And the stipler in Simon Chafei says a very sadistic hasber in understanding the whole sugi over here and understanding this prat, why perhaps it would not be a din of being Yetzel Chulin when you're Mile, even if you're Yeshmila B'Kainamas. And he says, you know, the halach is that there's a chilik between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Hakuf when it comes to Me'ila. The Kedushas Damim, if you makdish something L'Damim in your Mile, so then it's Yetzel Chulin, but by Kedushas Hakuf, like a Klisharis or a Carbon, even if you're Mile, it's not Yetzel Chulin. There's no din that's Yetzel Chulin by Kedushas Aguf, only by Kedushas Dam. So what's the aside hachilik between Kedushas Dam and Kedushas Aguf? That it's Yetzel Chulin by Dam and not by Guf. So he's mazbe this, I'll pay the Nesivis. In Simon Chavchas, it says the following aside, that there's a fundamental chilik between how the Kedusha works by Kedushas Damim and by Kedushas Aguf. He says, by Kedushas Damim, you're makter something le Damim. So, Iker, what you're doing is that you're really being maknet to the Beis HaMikdash. It's almost like a mamnestik akinin, you're being maknet to Bedek HaBayis, you're giving it over to the Bailis of Hekdesh. And once Hekdesh owns it, maybe the Kedusha will be chal, the Kedusha is neveya from the mamnestik of Bailis that Hekdesh has. But the way it starts off, the way the Hekdesh starts off, is by being maknet, giving it over to the mamnestik of Rishus of Hekdesh. And for that reason, we hold that in order to be Makdash Kedushas Damim, the thing has to have a Shabbos. If it doesn't have a Shabbos, it can't be Makdash it, because it's almost like a Chayshin Mishbetik Kenyan. If it doesn't have value, there's no Kenyan. So you have to have Shabbos, you makne it to the Mammon of Hekdesh, and from that is Nevea the Kedushas Aguf. From that it's Nevea the Kedusha is Nevea from the Mammonis. But he says Kedushas Aguf is different. Kedushas Aguf, you're not being makne it to the Mammonis of Hekdesh. It's not a Kenyan giving it over to the Mamnus Gabilus of Hekdesh, because by Kedushas Aguf, even if it has no Shabbos at all, you can be Makdish it. Like he brings the Raya from Nicer. Nicer can have Kedushas Aguf even though it's not worth anything. It's Aser Bahana. So we see that Kedushas Aguf is not totally on Mamnus. It's giving it directly to Hekdesh. You're putting Kedusha on it. It's a Kedusha that could then can be Makdish it. And that's how it gets Kedusha, nothing to do with the Mamnus of Hekdesh. And Mimele says that the Din Me'il of these two Dinim is going to be different as well. When you're being Mile in something which has Kedushas Damim, it's almost like a Gezela Dekedin. You gave it over to Hekdesh, now you're stealing it and you're taking it back. Mashenge by Kedushas Aguf, it's not a Gezela Dekedin, because it never gave it over to the Rishus of Hekdesh. It's more like Isser Hana, it's Stam and Isser, that it's Kaddish, and therefore you can't get Hana from it. So he says that's the reason why by Kedushas Damim, when you're Mile, it's L'chulin, because being that the Asaid Hekdesh over here is telling the Mamanus of Hekdesh, it's like Hekdesh owns it, and when you're being Mile and they mean that you're stealing it from Hekdesh. So just like a Gazan has Kinyani Gezela, when you're Gezel from Hekdesh, you have Kinyani Gezela. Those Kinyani Gezela that are Chal through your Gezela are Mafkiyat from the Rishus of Hekdesh, and that allows it to be Yetzel Lechulin. Mashenge by Kedushas Aguf, where it never was a Shail of being owned by Hekdesh to begin with. It's a Shail of being Nana from an Isser, being Nana from Hekdesh. So the fact that you're taking it away and being Nana from it, in no way can be Yetzel Lechulin. You can't touch that Kedushas Aguf that it has, because it's not a Shail of Gezela and Mamanis, and the Kedusha remains even after your Me'ila. So that's a chilek between the regular Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf, and I'll pee that. He wants to say, when it comes to Kainamis, even if you tell me that Kainamis, Yesh Me'ila B'Kainamis, and Yesh Lem Pidyon, but still, they're not daimit to Kedushas Damim, it's more daimit to Kedushas Aguf. Because when you ask for something B'Kainam, at the end of the day, you're not giving it over to Hekdesh, you're not saying Harei Zeh Hekdesh, it doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't belong to anyone, it's the same chef as you had, but you're just putting an Isser on it. You're putting an Isser, which is daimit to Hekdesh, and might have Me'ila, might have Pidyon, but there is no bilus of Hekdesh that was Chal, you didn't give it over to anyone. It never went into the Rishus of Hekdesh. And even though there's a din opinion, it's not a opinion of buying it back, but it's a opinion of chilul, this type of says. It's like being mechal Hekdesh. But there's really no Rishus Hekdesh involved over here. There's no mamnestik dinim involved over here. And being that there's no mum hakdish and rishus hakdish, it's more diamond to kedushas aguf. So mamele then would be that even if you're mum, you're not yetzel chulin. Just like kedushas aguf, it's not yetzel chulin because the whole musik of being yetzel chulin is only when there's a bialus dikadin, there's a kedushas damim, and therefore your kinyan gzeli could be mafkir that. But if the whole yisaid ha-isser is from the kedushas aguf, from the isser hakdish which is chal, that is something which is not subject to being yetzel chulin through being nana because it's not really shaykh to rishus hakdish to begin with. And that would be the tzad of the round that even though yesh milah b'kanamis and even though yesh empedian, aber it could be that when you're mayabal, it will not be yetzel chulin.